October 23rd, 2019, budget workshop, 6:30 p.m.
Everybody ready?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a budget workshop for the 2020 budget. Hopefully we can wrap things up tonight, depending on how things go. And before we do that, I do have a couple of housekeeping items that are time sensitive, which can't wait until next Tuesday. And they're in relation to the rec project we have going on with the Universal Playground. And the first item I need the board to consider is the environmental assessment form that we have to do. We need to review part two of the EAF. And I think every board member has a copy of it, hopefully. I've gone over it with council. Basically, I'm looking for agreement from the board as to the boxes that are checked for the short environmental assessment form, part two, which is the impact assessment. Essentially, all the boxes that have been checked is that there's no or there's a small impact that may occur from all the criteria that are listed on part two. Is the board okay with that?
Do you need a motion to authorize signing?
Yes.
Do we need to go through it for the record?
You don't have to, according to council, but if the board wants to, I'm happy to go through
it. That's not necessary. It looks like they'll check no.
Yep, they're all checked. Mm-hmm. Everybody in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right. So,
to approve the direct supervisor to sign the short environmental assessment form part two impact assessment.
Second.
Yes.
Third, fourth, fifth.
Any questions? All in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. The second item we have to address tonight is a negative declaration under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. We are saying that this is a notice of determination of non-significance dated today.
Do you have to read any of this out loud for the record or no?
She said that there's no need to read it as long as the board is in agreement with the neg deck. Basically, I'll describe the plan. Project is to develop and install a universally accessible playground and spray yard at the Harry J. Bitar Recreation Park in the town of Moreau. Playground will utilize a portion of the recreation park and will include equipment in areas that will be able to be used by children of all developmental abilities. It is being funded in part through funds provided by a SAM grant through the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York. And this is required as part of the application for those funds through the Dormitory Authority. So if everybody is in favor of that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed?
Not tonight.
Actually, we
need a motion.
We I'll have you read the resolution. Do you have the resolution on that? That's what gives you.
Okay.
I can read it or you can read it.
Doesn't matter. I can read it. It's up
okay,
to you.
Go ahead.
She's got her training glasses on.
So this is basically the resolution that goes with the night deck.
Town Moreau Town Board, subject, resolution issuing a determination of non-significance under CECRA for Moreau Universally Accessible Playground. Whereas the Town of Moreau Town is developing a universally acceptable playground and spray yard at the Harry J. Bitar Recreation Park, the action, and whereas with assistance of planning consultant, the LA Group, Landscape Architecture and Engineer PC, 40 Long Alley, Saratoga Springs, New York, 12866. The town has developed plans and environmental documentation in support of same. And whereas the Town of Moreau Town Board must evaluate all proposed actions submitted to for its consideration that may affect the environment in light of the State Environmental Quality Review Act and the regulations promulgated thereunder. And whereas the involved agencies, as that term is defined in 6 NYCRR 617.2, include the Dormitory Authority of the New York State and the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, and the required environmental review will be conducted concurrently by the Town Board. And whereas on September 24, 2019, the Town Board adopted a resolution finding the project to be an unlisted action as that term is defined in 6 NYCRR 617.2, all, and further named itself lead agency for the purposes of CECRA, and whereas the involved agencies have indicated no objection to the town's board desire to serve and act as the lead agency for the purposes of CECRA, and whereas on October 23, 2019, the town board took a hard look at the project and examined and completed part two of the full environmental assessment form. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the town board that the proposed subject will not have a significant adverse effect on the environment for the reasons set forth to the attached notice of determination of non-significance, and be it further resolved that the attorney for the town and the engineering consultant, the LA Group, are authorized to take all actions responsible and necessary to file the negative declaration and discharge the town's responsibility as lead agency for this action.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Great, thank you. The next item I have, I think there's one more to follow here, is the, as you know, we've had the LA Group working to develop the plan for the spray yard, and I am looking for authority to sign the contract with the LA Group for the Morose Playground and Spray Yard construction document preparation and assistance. This is something that we have talked about previous board meetings, but I need to have official authority to sign the proposal, which is $10,700, which would include preparation of construction documents for $5,700, a secret process $2,500, and construction phase services.
I'd like to make a motion to authorize supervisor to sign this proposal in the amount of $10,700.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the last item before we get into the budget, which is the most important, we have to pick out the colors from four color schemes tonight for the equipment that we will be purchasing at that playground.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have them in your folder.
You do have them?
Examples of them are displayed as.
Oh, I do have them. These must have come in late. Huh?
No, I didn't have them
at right.
10 o'clock this morning.
I didn't have them yesterday either, which was what the agreement was. Color option one, which is the same color as color option two.
It's slightly different. This is more to the pink.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm going to pass these around.
This is green, brown with green.
Is this an eye test?
Okay, so I see what you're saying there. Okay. Alright, I'm going to put my. I got my vote here. Alright, go ahead. That was easy.
Don't make me the swing vote, that's all I'm asking for.
Over down the corner, right? Yeah.
I'm good.
That was Tammy today. We pushed it all your way, so
well,
it wouldn't be over here to me. Doesn't look like there's a difference looking across the
table.
Doesn't look like much of a difference.
Yeah. On the other side, 4.
Blue.
Yeah, official tally here.
Is that red out?
Yeah, that one's got red and blue and green. It looks like one it's got that. More mix of color on it.
Mm-hmm. That's the only one that does not have a second page.
I sure hope so.
There's more? So that one's pretty much just a green, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that one looks like a darker green. Green with brown, green with green.
Blue and red.
That was
done,
I
guess. How did you design this one? You should have seen it.
And red trim. And that one is red and blue and green.
So the reason that this color pattern was provided to us because of South Valley's color.
Okay.
Yeah, should have picked up on that.
Okay. And what was your thought to that?
I am going to let the board decide.
Okay. Everyone had a chance?
The numbers?
Yeah, so the number on this one is 4.
Anybody for number 4? 0. Anybody for number 3?
Yes.
Three. Oh, boy. Which one?
Which one was 3? That has more color to it.
This is 3.
It's red.
You had 3, too?
No, you had 3.
Yeah, I put... Oh, 3...
Yeah, 3.
I can do 4 or 3. I can do 4 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. 4 or 3, I could. Then they'll want 4.
Yes,
they'll
both.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at this point.
All right, so it's...
Go ahead.
It's 3. 3 wins it.
Well, did you?
Yeah.
Good. This is, like, on my list of priorities.
I know.
Not up there. All right. So the last item I have, and then we can move into the budget, is I need a authority.
No, they're going to have to live with it.
Which one did you want?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's all good.
We picked 3, didn't we?
Yeah, 3. So the last item is actually the nuts and bolts of it. I need a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign the purchase agreement from Parkitects, which is in the amount of $155,277.56, so that we can get this in the hopper and get the equipment on the way to the engine.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Coming out of.
So this has been provided for in the budget, and the board previously agreed to use what's the fund?
The HP fund,
which I think we had about 60,000 in it, because we were a little bit short on that. And I should point out also that this includes 2 additional play items that we had discussed, if money provided for it, that we would move forward with that. And we were able to pay for it by modifying the plan to make it one way into the play area and come around instead of 2 lanes. Mm-hmm. And BOCES has agreed to do all the grading to elevation, so the highway department doesn't have to do it, and they've agreed to put down the base, and highway will haul it. So highway will be putting in the pavement area. We're getting kind of tight on that, so my recommendation was to hold off until spring on the actual paving so the equipment could be installed. No more trucks will be going in there and out of there. And also, Paul very much would rather do it in the spring because of some paving projects, additional ones that he's going to be taking on because there was a savings in the paving budget this year. So I figured with all those moving parts, it's probably the way to go.
Sure.
Are you ready?
And the balance will pay out of the townwide fund then?
We had monies earmarked in the budget for it. I can't remember what the exact amount, but we're coming in under budget.
Yeah, I could go pull it.
Yeah, I mean, we can get the information if you're okay. And just want to make sure we will have to have a conversation in November. As you know, we're going to do a spray park in the spring because of there's not enough weather really to get that taken care of. That's going to require some color selections as well, so there's going to be a conversation next
time. Just ask Kyle.
Kyle's man.
Why me?
Are you in there?
There's artsy people in your family, so, you know.
Oh.
That kind of thing should come natural to you.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
So did we move on to the resolution?
You did.
All right.
Yes.
So all in we did move that.
Yes. Gina and Kyle.
Yeah.
And so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Great. All right, so we're done with that. Now we can get the primary reason for tonight's meeting. Revisions in the religion. Right, so we previously, my office and under the assistance of Jeffrey, Principal Account Clerk, and myself, I put together the tentative budget, which is provided to the board, and we've had additional conversations with department heads as far as their thoughts on the numbers that were included in the tentative budget. There were some conversations with the board, and so the purpose of tonight's meeting is to finalize where we want to go in the various departments. And there's a couple items I need to point out that we've included in the tentative based on some things that have happened since the last time we met. As you recall, regarding the highway garage, we had a low bid about $434,000, and our engineer is currently reviewing that and making sure that it conforms to the requirements of the bid documents. We don't know if that's going to be the case. He has given me the heads up that most likely the bid documents require that there was a warranty with the roof, and the low bidder did not have that in there. However, the contractor has had conversations with the manufacturer to see if that would be provided. We don't know the answer to that yet. So I have planned for worst case scenario in that we don't go with that bid, which means that the next one up is approximately $650,000, about $200,000 more. And we also have to take into consideration, and I strongly recommend that we have a construction manager on that project, which is typically about 10% of the cost of the project. I was speaking with LA Group or LaBerge folks, and they said most likely it would be less than 10%, but for budget purposes, we should have that in there. So based on that number and the cost of the second bid, we're looking at about $700,000 to do that roof, which is a lot of money. It has a major impact on our fund balances. You know, I know when we were talking, I think the board is unified in that it needs to be taken care of. And hopefully the good news that we'll have, because we've made it through all the approval process with the $200,000 SAM grant, originally sponsored by Senator Marchione, which is now being carried by Senator Jordan. It is now in the Senate Finance Committee, which once they release their okay, means that the sponsor can announce the grant. I don't think that's going to happen within the next several weeks, but I'm confident it will happen before January. And that'll be great news if we do. So I've asked Jeffrey to include on the revenue side the $200,000 coming in. If you recall, last year, because we knew we weren't probably going to get approval for the grant, and this fiscal year, we didn't budget for it, and so that's why we're doing it for the 2020 budget, because enough time has elapsed that's allowed it to get through all proper channels. We just need one more approval on it. So, you know, that's why I think we should be doing it in the 2020 year. So with that, we have utilized fund balance to make up the difference. And you'll see that on your front page. Did they have a copy of the tentative?
They did not.
Okay.
Is there right here?
So you'll see under, so this will be coming from the general fund. And do you not have the 10% in there? I thought the number was higher than that. No?
It was 834,
right?
And then we added the 200.
Oh, right. So you dropped the two. Yeah. So we had 834 coming out of fund balance from the A fund, which is the fund that has the least amount of funds in it. We've been working very hard. We restructured the budget process and have been reversing the drawdown in that up until this proposed budget. But this is basically a one-time expense. You know, any additional sales tax that may come in, we now have the ability to put it in there to help assist that fund in moving in the right direction. But in order to get that project taken care of, we've got to, you know, provide for it like this.
And so the drop is because we stuck it in the revenue side.
The drop is because I accounted for the 200. My concern is that we don't have to account for it, but I think the comptroller would frown upon it if we didn't account for it and the that much money came in.
Yeah.
So I think it's prudent that we do that.
Yep.
So that is that. Everybody's okay with that?
Yes.
Not an expense I really want to have, but
no.
We can do a lot of other things.
That's the roof. What about the heating and air conditioning thing?
Yes, so the HVAC, you've seen the documents that have gone back and forth. I think we talked about it at the last board meeting. My hope is that we will be under contract by the end of this fiscal year, because we budgeted monies for it in this year, so that we can open, was it a PO or?
Yes, we can open a PO to encumber the funds. So we can use 2019 funds if we need.
So we won't have to account for it in 2020, which helps us with the budget.
Okay.
All right. And you're right. I mean, that's something we want to have done first.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone will make a big difference.
Well, we're planning for work days, so
it's
the right strategy.
Anything else on highway garage roof? The other conversation we have to have this evening is, and we'll do a formal resolution, I don't think we need it tonight, is how much money you want to send to the county from sales tax. In my tentative budget, I had $300,000 in there. You know, obviously you could do zero to the county. We're the only town in the county that provides sales tax revenue back to the county. However, if we were to do that, it would have a significant impact on our residents outside the village from their county tax bill. I'm very sensitive to the fact that the folks on fixed incomes, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that the number is double digits in the tax, what would be perceived as a tax increase on the county tax liability for them.
What have we traditionally been sending?
So we did 400 last year.
400 this year.
This year.
400 in 2019. We did 500 in 2018 and 600 in 2017.
Okay. So if everybody's okay with that, we're going to have to do a resolution on that at a board meeting. Mm-hmm. There's a date I have to have to the county prior to the adoption.
It's the next board meeting.
Next Tuesday.
All right. Yeah, you've got a recommendation, I'm assuming, as to what the number might be?
300,
yeah. Okay. That's what I have in there.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the next issue is the rec. We'll take that. If everybody's okay with highway.
Yes.
And sales tax, we'll move on to rec. There were a lot of conversations that occurred at the last budget workshop when the department had presented where he'd like to go with our recreational facilities. And based on those conversations and, you know, where I think we can go comfortably, my recommendation, and I've been down to rec, I've looked at the roof for the current maintenance building, which definitely needs to be replaced, but it's certainly, I am not willing to pay $40,000 to just do a roof on a building, especially when you can do a whole new building for that kind of money. So my recommendation would be, and this money would be coming out of the Capital Reserve Fund, which is at the HB or...
So this is the HT.
HT. So this is the town-wide account that is funded through our developers. There's a fee imposed on them for subdivisions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about at, we picked up about $200,000 this year over what was in there last year. And my suggestion would be to earmark monies for the roof and monies for a equipment barn for all the equipment to be stored in.
Okay.
With some monies available for at least a partial renovation of one of the tennis courts for pickleball and for a rework of field number 4. So the numbers that I would recommend that go along with that, I think we can get the size barn that we need if we earmarked $35,000 for a four-sided storage area for all of our equipment down there. One of the things that I'd very much like to accomplish is, I originally looked at doing a running, jogging, biking trail down along the river from the property that we recently come into. And
that one wrong?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have numbers from Paul on that. I asked them to actually work up numbers for paving, doing an 8-foot wide pavement. And I believe that with the help of Highway, we can get that trail completed and paved for $60,000.
Awesome.
So I'm recommending $35,000 for storage barn for equipment at rec, $60,000 for the bike trail on the river, $20,000 for the roof replacement at the equipment shed that we have down there now, offices for everybody, and lumping pickleball and field 4 into basically the same category, $6,000. I know that we can do field 4 for much less than $6,000. Basically, we would be funding all of this from the reserve account. And we're looking at about $121,000 improvement. Of those improvements, over half of it would be for direct recreational use by our residents. It's not just infrastructure or maintenance to repair buildings. So I think that's a healthy balance for use of those funds. We have a dire need for those items as far as repair of the building and having a storage area for our equipment. And I just think that it's very important to our residents due to the fact we've had increased biking interest along the river that this is the year we move forward with doing a paved bikeway down along the river. And as you know, I think I relayed to the board, BOCES is going to do all the rough grade down there, pulling the brush out, cutting the trees down, and Paul will come in and do the base, the sub-base, and the paving for us. And we'll see how far we can get for $60,000.
Great.
The board is okay.
Great.
And
thank
we
you.
Impose and collect those money at this time we start.
Right.
Yeah.
These are real visual things that we've talked about for some time.
Well, exactly.
I'm
trying to balance, doing needed repairs with expanding our recreational offerings, and I think this is a good mix of that.
Mm-hmm. Got us a grant too that will help with that, correct?
$7,000
or something.
Yeah, I can't remember what the amount is.
Seven to ten thousand. Yeah,
and there may be more monies available for that from the county. I'm working on that, but I don't have any commitments on that. All right. So, if the board's okay with that, we will plug those numbers into the tentative budget.
It all comes out of the HD.
Coming out of the HD.
I think it's a great use. Yes, definitely.
Everybody good? Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else for rec?
We met with the mayor today about the roof on the pavilion at the beach and was reminded, so he asked what account it would be coming out of and was told the aid fund, and he indicated that the village already pays into that account, and why would they pay a second time?
They're building number one.
Yeah.
So I kind of, okay, great, thank you, understand. But I ended up walking away, thanked him first time,
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to meet with them. You know, I'll also point out that because we've done away with the fire protection tax and we put monies in the general fund, the village residents receive a double benefit from the sales tax. So you know, there's different ways that you can make your case on that, but we don't own the building. We have a lot of needs outside the village where we can make a huge addition to our recreational offerings. And so I think at this time I'm going to stay with what we outlined for.
What was the number for the repair that we were discussing? How something's worth?
The maximum was about $8,000. It was between, I think, $5,700 and $8,000. Two different quotes.
And so if you recall, when our rec leader was in here, he was also looking for improvements to field 7,
mm-hmm.
4 and 7.
Like to make that a larger field.
You know, that's something we can do. I'd much rather see, instead of $8,000, be invested down at the village building.
Yeah.
I'd rather put it in. I'd rather do field 7 if the board wanted to do that.
Well, yeah, I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that they both would be utilized.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have people that are willing to volunteer time and skills to make improvements down there, and that we should take them up on it. And I think that that would, you know, I mean, you budgeted what, roughly, you said, what, $6,000 for Field 4?
Right.
I'm thinking that $6,000 would probably do almost what you need to do for both with the volunteers that we have.
Yeah, that $6,000 was to be split up however necessary for like a pickleball court and Field 4.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. If you want to do Field 7, you probably want to add to that.
I don't have a number in my head. I mean,
I do have a number. He gave us, was it? We can put the number in. I think it's under 7,000. I think it was total for both fields. It might have been, I shouldn't say, I thought it was 12. But if that's something the board wants to do, I can put the number in that he has.
I'd love to see that as another large field out there. Kyle?
You
want to
do that?
Field 7?
You want to do
field 7?
I think it'd be great.
I think when you talk about the beach, you're talking about 2 months of the year. When you're talking about a field, you're talking about it three times more.
Essentially, you can, so those larger fields, they're utilized by the schools as well.
Yeah.
But basically from about the middle of April until the end of October.
Yeah, I mean, the usage is so much heavier that I think that there's definitely a need.
And right now they use one field, but, you know, and that one gets... If they had to, they could book even more stuff down there.
I agree.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we will do, Jeffrey, is take the number for field 4 and 7, and whatever the increase is, we will plug that in, and it'll come out of the HT fund. Mm-hmm.
Mental note to self.
He's been with me all day. Take it easy now.
He's not smiling either.
Alright, so anything else under rec based on the conversation?
Just make a comment to the record on that. So I'm fully supportive. I'd much rather put our money into expanding those other fields, especially if the village isn't interested in contributing. But let's not lose sight of the fact that the pavilion may be unsafe at this point in time. So we're going to have to address it one way or the other if we're going to be running that beach, and we're going to let people under that. And if that building is becoming unstable, we're going to have to deal with it in some fashion at some point in time. So
there is a concern with actually the roof coming apart and dropping.
The building is losing its structural soundness because of the roof itself is also becoming a problem. So I don't know what to do about it. I haven't spoke to the mayor. I think we should revisit the topic. I don't know if that affects what we do here tonight. But, you know, it's going to be an issue we're going to have to deal with one way or the other. If the statement of that building being unsafe is accurate.
They want to sell us the building for a dollar? And do we even want to buy it?
It's not our property.
Right, true. Mm-hmm. They want to sell us our property for a dollar.
So, I don't know. I just bring it up that Yeah. We may not put it in the budget, but we may have to be faced with making a decision to expend money or shut down the pavilion.
Right, and we have a I think it's an annual agreement with the village to by contract to lease, if you will, the beach. You know, does the board want to have a beach? Be responsible for a beach?
Our town residents, I believe that the town residents
are going to want it.
They're going to want it, and we get water use down there. But it's a discussion with them, figuring it out.
Well, I know that those discussions have been ongoing for many years, going back to previous administrations with a similar outcome.
So did the village ever run the beach on their side?
Yes.
And about how many years ago did the town start?
I think the mayor, who was then supervisor, I think it happened under him. I'd have to double check.
The current contract, I think, was originally signed, that I saw, was signed in 2013.
Yeah.
It was a five-year contract. It actually might even be earlier than that. But it was a five-year contract that's basically past its term, but that it is renewed on an annual basis unless the parties decide otherwise as a joint discussion. And the amount was $1, and that was it. It's not $1 a year. It was $1, and here you are. And you have this contract in place until eternity if nobody chooses to break it.
I mean, I would be interested in acquiring that land, and then we can be in charge of what structure goes on it, as opposed to putting money into a structure.
So there was discussion back when Gardner was in office about actually demolishing the building down there and building a newer building up further away from the water, because there was flooding issues with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I bring it up only that we aren't, I don't know if we have any ability to put it in the budget, doesn't mean we have to spend it, but we could be sitting looking at a decision at some point in this budget cycle. So that's the only thing I bring up.
If we're repairing that, before we chose to do that, it might be better to look at a couple of smaller, you see in some parks where they have a picnic under just a small area that covers a picnic table, and have a few of those along the back. As opposed to, would it cost us a lot less to do something like that? To put in even a half a dozen picnic area that's covered for people to sit in and have their...
I have no idea, because I haven't parsed it out.
I'll have a conversation with the mayor. Maybe you want to have one too, but I just want to make sure again that
we can have further conversations.
Yeah. Okay. So I bring it up whether we do anything with it or not.
And I certainly would think Peter, our rec leader, can look into what is more necessary at this point, like if it's for the changing spaces, do you need, maybe there's these ideas of the changing space, it's not a full structure, but there's privacy provided by something that might not be so fancy.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't looking at actually changing out the boat or the bathhouse.
Just the pavilion.
And the pavilion is the roof itself is in disrepair. The shingle has got all kinds of moss on it.
Right.
The underlayment is not healthy. It's near the edges. It's literally, there's several different spots that are just broken right through. So it's, you can see light in areas that are.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, I think with the monies that we earmark for the time of the budget, if we find that the priorities change a little, we can postpone something here and handle that. So there's a mechanism for us to address that. If it's
I'm very comfortable. Then.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. You good?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay. Anything else on rec? Okay, what else do we have to go through before we're done the budget?
So there are some categories we have not yet discussed. Whether you guys want to discuss them, that's up to you. So you guys have the A1010, which is your account. Typically, that houses your stipends, as well as any contractual amount. Now, you guys have spent some things in the past. Todd put $800 in for the tentative budget. in case you guys have some expense that you want to do this year.
You know, there'd be like reimbursement for trips for association in town, down New York City. If you wanted to go to training, you had to stay overnight, mm-hmm. require a hotel, things like that. We've never gone over it. I don't think.
Do you know how much we spent here today?
It hasn't been a lot.
Hardly.
Yeah, so I think we need a good number in there.
Probably great.
Okay.
I've talked to you about that. That might take you up on the Association of Towns meeting this year. It's down.
It's off.
Yeah.
It is so. Great.
Okay.
Come on the lot. Yeah.
You can ride the bus down with the friends from Cuba. Right? Yeah, I was off. That was a fun bus.
On the bus.
The supervisor's budget. Salaries plus miscellaneous equipment.
What number is that?
Sorry. A1220.
I think they would know that. So under contractual, actually backing up to equipment, under miscellaneous, I had what we adopted last year, which was $750. I also put in $750. I think, is that used for like computer and if we need it?
Computer stuff, there's new furniture, things like
furniture, that. Furniture, things like that. And the total contractual, I left it the same as what we adopted last year at $7,000. Everybody's okay with that?
Yep.
What else?
A1315, which is account clerk. This is where Rudy sits. So you have contractual in there, small amount.
I left the same amount in as last year at 300, so that's flat. What else you got?
1320. So this is if our financial statements, if you guys want to get them independently audited or separate accounting for those things, this would be the category for that.
And so in last year's adopted budget, I had $2,700 in there. I lowered that down to $2,500 because I think if we had to do that or wanted to do that, we could certainly get it done for that kind of money.
Did we not bring it back in house this past year?
We brought it back in house.
Yeah,
we
did.
But there's always the option. Yep. So we're doing it in-house. There's always the option if you guys want to hire an accounting firm to audit that.
To watch over you?
Pretty much, yes.
Good.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one?
Let's talk about that one. Attorney, it's kind of based on contract. But
A1420. Did we get a new contract from them this year, or is that a multi-year deal?
It's annual.
It's an annual contract.
I think isn't this number based on conversations that we had with our attorney?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So
these are just accounts that we haven't discussed yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want to make sure that everybody has a chance to weigh in on every portion of the budget. So total contractual last year we had $16,830 in there, and I bumped it up a little bit to $17,000.
Usually, if you're leaving some agreements,
they do.
Sometimes there's changes, sometimes there aren't.
Right.
You've had conversations. So.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's probably why I got bumped up a little bit.
And if she doesn't put in writing, she's not getting it.
A1430 is personnel.
And so total contractual, I actually reduced it. We had $1,250 in there for the adopted budget last year, and I knocked it down to $1,000. What do we use that for?
This is for maybe hiring new positions. You get to put it in the newspaper, so advertising.
Okay.
Also, pre-employment physicals would come out of this category.
And the reason I dropped it down is that based on year-to-date usage when we were putting the budget together, we were dramatically lower than that, so I cut it out of there.
Okay. We're not expecting any huge hires.
I'm not.
Is that the plan?
No.
Okay.
Well, I
A1440, engineer.
Total contractual, we had 300 in there for last year, and I left it at 300. And this would be for any incidental engineering services that may be required, you know, whether it was something structural or a town hall or outside of town. Oh, no, it has to be the A fund.
Okay.
So anywhere in the A fund.
Yep.
So we didn't use it last year. I left it the same.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Here's a big one. So A1620.
Town hall. And this is where we would be making changes based on the conversations that we had at the last budget workshop for IT upgrades to our computers to make sure that we're current. Also, this is where you'd see funding for backup servers, services, and things like that. And did we have to change it based on the reports from last workshop, or were those numbers included in there?
So the numbers from last workshop are included in the 2019 numbers. We need to discuss, you know, what we're doing next year and maybe pop a number in for those upgrades.
Do we have anything to look at in
there? We do not know. We have an increase. So just based off of our adopted to the request, which is kind of carried forward, there is a $10,000 more, larger figure rather, in the request. Some of that is based off of usage. I mean, our municipal center is our biggest. That's where a lot of our funds are, because all the other buildings that we have down here, the annex, the sheriff's station, 61 Hudson Street, they're not used as often, so their expenses are a lot lower. We did bump that up for the tentative budget, but it might need to be increased even further for additional IT.
Did you bump it up to cover some IT expense? The number that we had thrown out would be about a $20,000 number.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 10 more of it? So we need another 10, or we need 20 on top of that?
I would say 20 on top of that.
How much of that have we used? I didn't think it was a lot of that $30,000 number for 2019.
For 2019?
Or have we?
Well, we've used a lot of it.
Oh, okay, all right. Because I was going to recommend that we do some of those.
We are going to.
Purchases.
We are going to. But that 20 numbers that we talked about.
So should we do more than 10?
Yeah, we should do all of our spend that we take in 2019. We should put additional 20 in.
So it would make that 50,000, bump it up another 10. I think that would cover
yes.
it. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're going to spend a 2019 still for some
yes.
of those. Okay.
Yes.
You want me to make that change?
I did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. What else under town hall we've got?
There's the Veterans Park, by the way.
So there's a $5,000 for Veterans Park, which has been something that, you know, I think there's... great interest in our community, especially from members of our community that serve to protect our rights. And I know that they would be thrilled that the town had a formal recognition and location.
Mm-hmm.
And we can decide in greater detail what that's going to look like and where it's going to be. But I think that the $5,000 should be adequate to make that a reality.
Great. You good? Did you get the email on
Thank
Purple Heart?
I did. Yeah,
okay.
I think I've gotten that before.
Okay.
I haven't responded to it yet.
Yep. Okay.
Yes.
We're gonna go through these really quickly, but then
you just jump back to that one real quick. Did we
oh, sure.
anything for town signs we can do address
things?
We do. We I think we have the ability to take care of that with the way the budget structure.
Right.
You got Eagle Scouts looking for
it's close to the highway.
Good.
Very good.
That was the only other concern I had.
So 1910 is unallocated insurance. This is a number provided by Dave Meager, so it's kind of set in stone. I think I have a note on there about it for you guys. Municipal association dues. These are part of our association of towns. This is the current rate that we will be paying, $13.50. So we move that forward. We don't budget for judgments and claims because we hope that there aren't any. But this is where they would come out of. And here's contingent. So last year for contingent is where we budgeted money in case we wanted to tackle the IT last year. We do still have some money in there. We'll be using some of it this year for those 2019 things we were talking about. The request was to increase that by another 5.
And anything that we can accomplish this year within the parameters of what we budgeted for the 2019 fiscal year will certainly help us in the 2020 budget.
And that number, for the record, is 30.
We bumped it up.
We're going to try to execute on several projects which will come out around 30,000 in 2019.
Yes, and this is where part of where it would come.
This is part of where it would come from. Yes.
So he just said he wanted to help as much as spend as much as we can. Yes. More left than
well, what we discussed last time was that the assessment legal fees category has not been used heavily this year, and so we can do a transfer to cover the remainder that's not in this category anymore.
So if we can get proposals that work for the board. We have the ability to handle
this. This is a very popular category. I mean, so you'll see no spending in it because you don't spend out of a contingent account. Mm-hmm. But the bottom is the money that was actually expended during the year. And you see there's 2015, 2016, 2018, it was maxed out at 40,000. So it happens. This is where the account is that when things come up during the middle of the year, that's where you get the money from.
Thank you for all you're doing with that. It's a major thing to take on. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's big. I mean, you can't really know how to do it.
He's just looking for more money.
Everybody okay with this?
Everybody is, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Next.
Okay. 3120 is police. We budgeted. We have our crossing guards that come out of here. We do have a police officer part-time listed in here. We had it in there for last year, but we haven't spent towards it.
Would that be the constable we talk about?
Yeah, we will be establishing that position at our organizational meeting.
Okay. So, my question, and maybe it doesn't need to be answered tonight, but how do we establish a constable for the town?
We just say that the town of Moreau hereby creates the position of town constable.
Okay, and then do they have to go under any formal training?
I don't know about that. But I would imagine we would want somebody who has had the appropriate training.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. And I don't think that the board would move forward without...
I would hope not.
But I don't want to speak for the rest of the board.
But if we don't establish a position, we won't be able to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Believe it or not, this is actually statutorily required. You cannot create the position at any other time of the year except at your organizational meeting.
Okay. Make a note.
There's a note. Yeah. I ask about it weekly.
And then we do have 200 down here in contractual. You know, last year we purchased another stop sign for the crossing guards, little things like that.
Yeah. Do they get, like,
they have a vest, stop sign? Yep. Yeah. I don't know if the constable would require anything.
I would think that there's going to be some type of identification and maybe even some type of uniform to identify him.
Fancy vest.
Well, you could do that, but...
So, everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with Dickies.
Cousin Eddie.
Traffic control.
This was Paul's.
Yeah, we already went over that.
Yeah.
We did. Kind of going through them.
That one was going to be a pump stop.
Dog control, we haven't discussed yet.
Dog
control? 35 tenths?
Yeah, I didn't change the. Why is it
2%? That is a 2%, right? No.
That should be.
I don't know, you put 18.2 on it. You want to bring it back down to 18?
Yes. Well, yes.
Okay. Insect control.
What's the contractual for on that?
So this is the contract with our dog control officer here, the 18,000.
Right.
The bottom is for any other expenses related to that position if they come up.
Like if she needed special equipment.
That would be, I think, if she. Would that be legal services for like dog bites and stuff, or no?
Yes, so that does come out of here. Legal services for dog bites. Sometimes we do get a reimbursement for those, but not all the time.
It's gonna be
so.
Dog.
Okay.
Is that 18,000 the number that's kind of been agreed upon when she had that request?
Yeah, that's
her number. Absolutely, right? We agree. Yeah,
and that's good for next year.
She's actually just been hired part time, also for Hadley.
Yeah, the 45.
So she's involved with three municipalities.
It prompts a question on
availability.
Well, that's a little bit odd. Maybe we covered already. Maybe we're going to have it. With the increase of activity that we hired a code enforcement officer, should we be anticipating any additional legal fees as we start to end up in court?
They are spelled out by contract with the law firm that we have a contract with.
Okay.
They have a.
We've accounted.
Yeah, we've accounted for it.
Because
that's a big unknown as far as how, whether. Typically, the billing department, as you know, we will try to resolve it way before it has to go to adjudication. But I think, so, this money's in the budget, I think, sufficient to handle anything that may come down for 2024.
Okay.
A4220, narcotics control.
What is that?
This is DOT drug testing.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. And at this point, that's more than enough money for the highway to have their people tested.
That's highway law. It has to come out of here.
No, I'm just saying that that's more than enough.
Yeah, there's a regular random sampling that has to be done, and that number is based on the schedule of the random sampling.
Yeah, I'm looking at what was actual for 2018 and actual for 2017, and then you go back to 2016 and. How do they come up with the random numbers for this?
For the testing?
Yeah.
It's got to be statutory, but I don't know if it changes or if it doesn't change. And there's some, so I believe there's additional testing required if there's an incident.
Yeah, no, that I understand.
And we also are increasing the staff time, which for a long time.
Yeah. So if you want to increase the number...
No, I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm looking at what the previous numbers were for actuals and wondering how we could actually have a year that there was no testing, and then it looks like, $60, that might have been one or two tests at the most. I can't imagine a test being less than $30 for...
Right. You're also presuming that the accountability was in the right account.
Hey, you're right.
During that administration.
You're right. I am, and I was. Okay. Well, so that might explain some of what I was looking at.
This one? Street lighting. This is so lighting of town roads that don't fall within the lighting districts.
Okay.
It's kind of, there's a small increase in here based off of basically our statements for National Grid and where they're going. So.
Were these lighting districts that are also covered on this refresh we're doing, change conversion to LEA?
I do not believe.
I think we asked them to look at it, but I think the work was only done on. I think the program may have been specific to districts, not necessarily townwide, but I'd have to double check.
Well, they looked at REC.
Well, they did do it at REC. They did do it at REC.
So we can follow up on that.
I mean, maybe we'll see it. I mean, read the number, but maybe we'll see a decrease because we are experiencing.
Yeah, if those changes occurred, you would see a decrease.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why we saw on your cost for the lighting districts, we dropped costs down because of the efficient lighting costs. And we had fund balances that we wanted to provide the money back to the ratepayers.
Great. 6410 publicity, this is where we get our balloon festival ad for this program.
Okay.
So they're going to stick to that number.
Yeah.
A6460. Economic development.
So, as you can see under economic development, some of the things that we've spent money for is like a mailing for our surveys to determine what our residents were looking for, what their priorities were.
Mm-hmm.
We also used it for incidental, like,
Legal expenses relating to sewer.
Yeah.
Some of that will potentially be paid back to the town.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you recall, we had earmarked for this previously, and those will be reimbursable expenses under the funding that we got because the town itself fronted the money, and this will directly benefit those that are legally within the district.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe, I know... we're working with EFC on that to try and get reimbursement for those costs, which will help us.
Will that just go back into this?
So that would go back into fund balance, right? Which this is the A fund, and we want to do everything we can to help fund down the A fund balance. The $45,000 in there is... monies for, you know, any kind of new economic development initiatives. I think next week we have Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership that will have an interactive meeting with the public and board members that are interested in attending to come up with our SWOT analysis. And that will basically map out options for, you know, where the town wants to go from an economic development standpoint. And so these monies could also be used for the initiatives we decide to take as a result of those recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Well, that cover website, if something happens, you decide after talking, or we decide after talking, we want to do some promotional material to show our industrial park and our...
Absolutely.
We could then take the cost for website relating to that.
Yep. Veteran service programs for the aging. So this is the cost of the programs, our contribution to for the town share to operation of the county office for the aging.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fixed number.
Yep. Town historian.
This is for the monthly report that board members receive, typically, from the town historian on that person's activities for the month. I left it at 1,000.
Great. Thank you.
Everybody okay?
Mm-hmm. Historical property is 7520. That covers the Historical Society of Moreau and South Glens Falls and a Grant Cottage as well.
So that would be the Parks Bentley House. Most of that money, if not all that money, goes for upkeep and maintenance. They have very limited funding sources. It's located right in the town of Moreau, just down the street from the Old Town Hall. And typically we give them, you know, $15,500. I think we had a request this year for $16,000, or did I bump it up?
Yes, it should be the page.
Yeah, I think we had documentation. So I put in the number that they requested. Mm-hmm. Same is true for Grant's Cottage, which many people are unaware is located in the town of Moreau.
Yes.
Chronicle did a whole thing on being in the town of Openness here. Did you see it?
No.
It's like a 4-page thing on, you know, when Chuck Schumer was there.
I was there with Chuck Schumer.
It was all about Ann Wilton.
So I was at the top of the stairs when Chuck Schumer got out of his car, and I welcomed him to the town of Moreau. And he said, oh, I thought this was the town of Wilton. I said, no, that's across the road. And Art Johnson was standing next to me. So anyway, so along those lines, I was invited to that announcement that he was working to have that located on the National Register of Historic Buildings.
In the town of Moreau.
In the town of Moreau. And if he is successful in his request, that will make that building eligible for millions of dollars in funding from the federal government. We're hopeful that he's successful in that endeavor. Many people don't realize that's for President Grant, former President Grant, that presided for the last 7 weeks of his life. So, everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Celebrations, usually the parades.
So, I think Nick Bodkin had mentioned that they pretty much have always run Memorial Day. But he had mentioned that they're getting thin. So he was saying we may need to help with that this year. So I, he said it at Memorial Day. And that's when we uncovered that, like, we pay the schools $400 per band to be in the parade. So South Glens Falls sends two bands, we send $800 or the village. So I don't know. I mean, if we haven't been spending it, that's probably good for this year, I would say. But, you know, they buy all that stuff, and we give out stuff, and they buy it all. So I guess we're good. That's probably good enough for this year. We'll see what it looks like for next year.
Okay.
Good.
Performing arts. This is for the Glen Falls Symphony brochure.
And I just plugged the number in. I think we had reached out to see what the number would be for next year. Anticipated that remaining the same at $207. Mm-hmm.
Brush fees.
Yeah, that's for grinding of the brush, which actually has been taking place. I didn't get a chance to get down there today, but they're supposed to wrap up today.
How's that affecting the pavement?
No response to that.
Along those lines, I do have a Paul reached out to me, want to know if we would be interested in renting a large excavator. He believes that he can go down another 6 or 7 feet to give more room and capacity, taking out some pretty nice stuff. And he got me prices today. I can't remember what they were, but as he pointed out, and I already knew that to rent it for 3 days is a lot more cost effective to rent it for a week. Yeah. I haven't followed up with him on that, but mm-hmm. You know, that's money that could come out of that account. If we
Where will we put it?
Wherever you want.
Well,
could take it to the rec, probably.
of some of the all that topsoil basically that's being created with all that humus.
He is. They've been hauling the chips to Breck and to down by the river. Mm-hmm.
By your standpoint.
Even some of those soccer fields, having been a parent down there this year, where they did soccer fields, it's actually some of the poor little kids had to run uphill because the soccer fields were like this.
It's called conditioning.
And then it goes like that. So maybe we can level out some of those fields if we've got enough significant amounts of topsoil down there.
Yeah, that's good.
It might affect the irrigation if there is any out there.
Right, it's just another sort of the tennis court is that those fields right there.
We'll budget for a new irrigation system.
Water and sewer.
So, yeah, I wanted to touch base on this one real quick because there were some changes to it.
What number is this?
So, in your water section.
So, if you recall, we had a water superintendent and that was going over his budget and. It was not included in the tentative budget. The painting of the new water tower.
Yes.
So we wanted to make sure we got that in there. We do have a figure for that. And what we did was, my position is that the water towers provide pressure throughout the entire system, and therefore all the districts benefit from it. So we have the figure in there, and we have it paid for appropriately out of each water district. So like the typical, like when we buy a truck, how we would do it. If you had one or two water districts pay for it alone. That would have a dramatic increase, impact on the fund balances, and so we were sensitive to that, and so we spread it over the cost. Another thing we're doing is, as you recall, we've applied for a grant to have us look at the possibility of consolidating water districts as well as sewer districts, and I just think all the way around it makes sense to do it this way, and we need to have that work done well. Affordable. Did I leave anything on in one?
The only other change is you guys discussed taking out the store's hydrant fittings instead putting in the hydrants in Water District 2.
Did you have the actual numbers today?
Yeah, the actual number there is $11,224, which is two hydrants plus the equipment needed to put that in, plus the labor to tap the line.
Because we don't tap the lines. So, I'll go ahead.
No, go ahead. I had a question at the end.
So, I just learned of that issue at that last meeting. It's clearly a public safety issue, a very pressing safety issue. If, we have a water line with no access to it in key locations, and this will dramatically impact the ability to serve our residents in those locations should an emergency break out where they require water and that kind of line.
I understand. There was a concern about the type of piping that they would be tapping into, and that we hope that this, because it's the old type of
water and pipe. I think that's why there's money built in that figure for somebody who
has the expertise to do that, and hopefully not have a major
problem. Yeah, our people won't be doing that.
Okay, good.
So two things, I guess, before we go forward.
Yeah.
Jesse mentioned there was a discrepancy with our water meter and what we pay for Queensberry, and he was going to get it.
That should be in there.
Because it's 74% efficient right now.
It's included as part of the contractual for each one.
Okay.
We got the money.
So it'll be fixed. And then, just real quick, I noticed on the salaries up there at the top, so Dubois, 2019, 36,716, and then over here, 36,36. Is that, he's going down?
So, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't update. This is the wrap-up. So it doesn't actually feed into anything.
Okay.
I was just trying to give you guys a good figure of it. Dubois no longer works for us. He resigned this year. And instead, the rest of the budget has the money for a full-time person for half of the year. So actually, this is down to like $18,000.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to cover that on theirs.
Sorry.
Right.
But that's all right.
But
so we can talk about it here. So I had a conversation, if you recall, when this individual moved on, it was the water superintendent's recommendation that it's not necessary to fill the position. We're coming in the winter now. I asked him, the board already provided him with the authority to hire somebody on an as-needed basis. Mm-hmm. He's doing that. I just signed a check for $400 for the last pay period. So he is utilizing him. That money's coming out of monies that were budgeted.
Is that the WA that we're actually utilizing?
No. So we're using Jamie
Grawl.
Grawl. Yeah.
He has all the certifications, but
exactly.
Works a full-time job and is taking this on as part-time gig.
Right. So, in talking with Jesse, I said, you know, we've got more expenses this year. You know, we're coming in the winter. Usually you don't need as much help in that department. I said, when would you, if you were to need to bring somebody on, how far could you get? And he said that he could make it through half the year before, you know, we would have to bring somebody out. So what we did was we basically budgeted for a full-time person, but it wouldn't we wouldn't bring them on until halfway through the year. So that's why that number is reduced for that time. The board's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, we throw a number in there. How does that affect the following budget at 2% cap?
So the 2% cap does not affect water districts.
Okay, all right.
Because it's a user fee based.
Okay.
Everybody good with that? Anything else underwater that we need to address? Everybody else good with water? All right, moving on.
So as of right now, we've discussed all the A fund, we've discussed the B fund, we've discussed, that's the talent side fund, we discussed the highway fund, DB. I didn't receive any notice from you guys that you were willing or that you wanted to cut anything. So those are all intact based off of those meetings that we had with the department heads. I'm not going to put you guys to the torture of going through each lighting district. But that information is included in your binders. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, if you want to say something on the record right now, that's fine, and we'll move with that.
If you recall, on the lighting districts, we actually utilized a little bit of fund balance to reduce the cost to residents in each of the lighting districts. I think we did, what did we do across the board?
We reduced all of them by all the overall appropriate tax needed by $100.
For each district?
For each district.
So what that did is it actually changed, it lowered the rate for lighting districts, so they'll be paying less than they did last year.
Okay. And hopefully with OED lighting, those...
And that number has gone, the cost has already gone down, so they're going to see a double benefit.
Okay. Great.
I don't know if you want to see if there's anything else before we move on to salaries.
I don't have anything else that I... have in my notes. Does anybody have anything else they want to bring up, talk about for outside of salary?
Just Kyle.
We have room in the building department. If we decide to go forward with a position to kind of run that, do we have that?
So we, if the board has an interest in restructuring how we operate the building department. There's monies in there that would give the town the ability to bring somebody on this year if the town wanted to for this funding and carry them through next year. You know, if you wanted to have somebody who oversaw community development and planning who just ran it all, directed the staff that's currently in that office. So, yes, to answer your question, okay. We have the ability to do that.
Good. Thank you.
At what cost?
That would be dependent on what salary you want to pay. And that is a civil service position, so that requires the typical protocol for hiring mm-hmm. a civil service job.
Okay.
Good. So, if no other questions or comments, the last item we have to do, and if the board wants to do it tonight, it'll pretty much, I think, tie up the budget, will be a discussion on salaries, hourly wage rates for employees.
Let's go, because I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'm okay.
Then we can keep going.
So we move to the salary schedule, if you want to do it this way.
Just do it up here? Okay.
You have it at the back of your tentative budget. You have assessments, and then right before, actually, you were on the right page, Alan.
Way back. Okay.
Right before the general fund.
In the front.
You'll see taxable assessments. The page is right before
Thank
that
you.
On your salaries.
So when I released the tentative budget, as I indicated at the beginning of our discussions on the budget, I had done a 2% COLA for salary as well as for hourly employees, knowing that we'd have a more detailed discussion at the end of the budget process. And so that time has arrived, and a couple things I just want to comment on, and I do have recommendations for the board on how to move forward, and certainly will welcome any input. I do want to point out that, this is typically a topic that is of the greatest interest of our employees, and it's not an easy process, no matter. I've been doing it. This is my 18th year. I've never had a year where everybody is absolutely happy with what the board did. I expect that to be the case moving forward from here tonight. But I do want to point out, Town of Moreau has a 35 here at the physical complex of Town of Moreau. The employees have a 35-hour work week. We're unusual if you look at the rest of the town. Employees across Saratoga County. Most of them have a 40-hour work week. So right out of the gate, whatever the numbers are currently being paid, they're actually being paid 14% more annually than somebody who's working a same job, 40-hour week, at the same to get the same rate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one point I wanted to make. The other issue is, I hear from time to time that well, the town of Wilton or the town of Malta, they pay so much more. And I want to point out there are over 10 towns in Saratoga County that do not have a town general tax. They're in a little bit different situation financially. Town of Moreau does have a tax.
Mm-hmm.
So any changes that we make to salaries, it impacts the tax rate. Either we increase fund balance, use of fund balance to meet those needs, or we increase taxes. And I know that the entire board is committed to staying underneath the tax cap. So having said all that, my recommendation for the 2020 budget in relation to salaries would be to do a 3% increase. Essentially across the board, that would include elected officials with some separately distinct salaries in there. We heard during the budget workshops from two department heads that they very much want any increase in their salaries to be utilized for their staff. So my recommendation would be, and that came from the town clerk's office and the justice's town town court offices.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard it represented. We have it in writing from the clerk's office as well as a statement from one of the town justices on behalf of both of them. that they would be okay that their increase would be utilized for staff. Mm-hmm. So having done that, my recommendation would be to take that raise, give them their 3%, as indicated that we're going to do across the board for all town employees, and evenly divide what would have been the increase for both of those positions, divide it equally among both of those individuals. So in the instances of the town clerk, that would result in one deputy town clerk getting a 3% raise plus 843, with the other deputy town clerk getting a 3% raise plus $843. And I'd give you the numbers if you want them, or we can plug them in.
It gets more than 5%.
It does. It does. And, you know, that's a recognition that what the department heads have been asking for many years now. It's never been done. But I think that, you know, we're following the wishes of the department heads, and it actually goes a long way in helping address the concern for the justices as well as the town clerk about the pay for their employees. Mm-hmm. So that would be my recommendation there. If you go down through the list, I would suggest going through 3% on the hourly rate increases. I do have some changes above the 3%. And that would be, one would be for Rudy, who is, what's his title?
Okay, he is special aides clerk. Here he's account clerk.
Account clerk, which is on which
page? It's page one at the very bottom, right above assessor.
Yep. Right. So my suggestion with Rudy, with a 2% increase, he would have been at 1438. He's been with us 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Does a very good job.
He does.
My suggestion would be to increase him to $15 an hour. And also, we did 3% for the clerks, right, and the part-time clerks and court officers, right? That was across the board.
So it's 3% for the hourly people, correct?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then it's 3% plus the difference between what
for
the
two clerks.
What the
yeah. What's a two
what the justices two. Are
yes,
not
yes.
getting. Yes.
Going down to the list, supervisor secretary, I did a $2,000 raise. Most of those other raises that we're talking about are approximately $1,800. You know, I will say that, and I don't think that anybody will disagree, that my office works around the clock until the job is done in there. So I did a 2,000 increase for supervisor secretary as well as the principal account clerk. And on the following page under the highway clerk, I was recommending we do a 3% increase, not 2 there as well. Rec, we plugged in the number that was agreed to in the hiring of our rec leader, which is the $46,000 figure. And for senior lifeguards, I kept it at $12 for new hires. With rehires, actually $12 or $13.12 for new hires or rehires, with a senior lifeguard coming in at $13.53, which if we were to use any of the lifeguards that would be coming back this year, that would still be an increase for them. And for laborers for cemetery, my recommendation was to go at $13.64, which is that 3% increase. I did not do an increase for newly hired part-time code enforcement officer. He hasn't completed a full year with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 3% in for the building department, head of the building department, as well as the clerk for building department. And what am I leaving at? Oh, okay, moving on to the final page. Highway superintendent, I did a 3% increase, which would bring him up to $62,148. And the labor rate, my recommendation would be to go 3%, which would bring him up from $11.65 to $18.18, which I think is close to what the department had requested anyway.
Okay.
And that's 3% for transfer station employees as well.
Yep.
Did I leave anything out?
We just go back to the Justice Department.
To which one?
Back to the Justice Department.
Sure. And I can run through those numbers.
Only for the people that were making those exceptions to the annual budget?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So if we look at... Yes, Justice Clerk has come out of account A1110.1. She's currently being paid $33,000. With that rubric, she would increase to $34,843. And the other clerk, which is currently making $31,200, she would be increased to $32,994. Which should be the 3% plus half.
At one point, maybe I'm thinking last year, but at one point, the building inspector had said he wouldn't take a raise of his.
He did say that, but not this year.
Not this year. Okay. So remember which year? I know he had said it before.
Well, I mean, that's the request of the justices, and I'm fully supporting that. And, you know, from the clerk's office, it's her choice. They serve at her.
Okay. How's that work for numbers?
That's what we're going to find out after tonight.
Okay.
So I'm going to take this back, and if you guys agree to it now, we'll take it back, and I'll plug the numbers in. I'll send you what we had so far for a draft preliminary, and you guys can decide if you want to meet again to discuss numbers.
So there's two ways we can do it. We can call a meeting to go out. We're running out of time. We have to set...
On Tuesday at the board meeting, we need to set elected official salaries, right, because those need to be published in the paper, which we also need to set the preliminary hearing, the public hearing on the preliminary budget. That typically has been done on the... and statutorily required to be on or before the Thursday following Election Day, which is this year,
the 7th,
I think, right? The Election Day is the 5th.
The 5th.
So the Thursday would be the 7th.
Right.
So that's what the current plan was. But
so here's my question.
We have to also be able to publish that. Isn't there a trigger to when we have to be able to give copies to somebody?
Yeah, so as soon as we set the date for advertising, that it has the day we set the date, the kind of has to be available.
Has to be available for us to get out.
Yep. So I'm shooting for this thing wrapped up by the end of next week to stay.
I was thinking on Monday. Can't you have it done by Monday night?
Well, we're gonna have tentative. We'll have the tentative tomorrow.
And we have a standing meeting for tomorrow, right, if we have to. I know that we have John and Mike available.
Kyle can't.
Kyle can't?
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay.
Oh, I can. I'm going to wrap up tonight.
Oh, so my recommendation would be we plug the numbers in. He gets the front page out to you. And it gives you the whole picture on the budget. You can either comment to me whether you're good with it or you have a problem with an area. I'll take in all that information. I can report back to what everybody's thinking. If we have huge concerns, then we will continue forward with the meeting for tomorrow night to work on that. If the board's in agreement and they want to change the numbers or tweak them, and you don't require a meeting after that, then I'll plug them in and we'll get you the updated sheets. We'll go from there.
You've already kind of run this program. We didn't make that many changes. We're not in a position of busting the tax cap or anything with the changes.
We're definitely not in that position.
They would change fund balances. Yeah, we're not going to change us.
But we're not even in that position.
Right. So the general, we've kind of set what our taxes are going to be for the year already.
Right.
At this point, we're just determining how much of fund balance we're going to use to offset the appropriations that have been added. There's really not much. Highway garage has to be done, so that number is kind of set at this point. But you could make, theoretically, you can make cuts in other areas if you so chose. To lower that fund balance usage, because that's what it is without changing everything. Right now we have 2% increase for all salaries anyway. Increasing it to 3, it's not going to be that big of a number.
Mm-hmm.
The fund balance usage will go up in general, town outside, mm-hmm. And water, all the waters,
mm-hmm.
but and it's not going to be significantly larger than that right there.
And if you recall, we're still in line with the recommendations of the state controller, where they wanted the town to utilize fund balance, which, you know, I'm okay with that, but I don't want to use any more than we have to. We have healthy fund balances, except in the general fund, and that's because of that unique situation we're dealing with at highway this year, next year, 2020.
It's a huge difference in next year's budget without that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But it'll be a weight off of people's shoulders.
Yes, it
done.
Will be huge. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to spend money going forward instead of going back.
I agree.
Yes.
You mean spending money on things that you've already spent money on?
Very good.
So with that said, there's not going to be a huge change to this. So
I wouldn't.
No. Okay, great. Are you good with that, Alan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Great job.
Anybody else?
Thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you for all the work you've done on this. It's never been this easy.
Been
never
process.
Been this easy. It's been
second
once
time, right?
Here and this year. Mm-hmm.